Magandang umaga sa iyo, Rod.
Good morning, Ronald. Magandang umaga rin sa iyo at sa lahat ng mga nakikinig.
Rod, ngayon ay simula na naman ng Diabetes Week. At naalala ko nung nakaraang taon nakasama ka namin dahil ikaw ay nagtapos sa isang medical trial para sa tamang gamot sa diabetes. Ano na ang nangyari mula nung last year tsaka ngayon? Anong pinaka-development?
Well, actually, my health in terms of my diabetes 2, no, type 2, which I've had since 2007, it's well under control, Ronald. All right. I am aided by medications pero hindi na kagaya dati na intense. Mm-hmm. Talagang panay-panay, etc. I have my appointments with my GP regularly.
Okay.
Yung aking diabetic doctor every 6 months. So okay. you have to maintain those.
So controlled na siya.
Controlled siya. Oh, okay. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yung sugar ko it's varying from 5 to around mga 9. 9 is actually high na uli. But before mga 20, 21, it was really high. So, nag-a-average ako ng mga 6, 7, which is very, very normal. Oo.
Oh, normal na yun. So, lagi na consistent ka na doon.
Consistent. Tsaka okay. Ang Juan Coronald, ang aking mga glucose, etc. Kasi pag nagpapa-blood test ka, I have my blood test every 3, 4 months, mm-hmm. quarterly yan. All under control naman sa awa ng Diyos.
Okay.
They also asked me to get into this Byetta. Mm. It's a self-injected thing na small dosage, 5 milligrams ganon. One of the pitfalls pag marami kang kinakain na gamot is it damages your kidney and all that. I don't have a problem there, but these are all preemptive measures. Mm. So it's all part of my, unfortunately, once you have diabetes, you have it all your life.
Hmm.
So people that would say magagaling ka at magagamot ka, no.
Hmm.
It's a matter of maintenance and you have to keep it up.
And umuunti na yung gamot na iniinom mo?
Pero kukunti lang yung gamot na iniinom ko, definitely yes.
Yung trial mo dati, lumabas na yon sa market?
Wala pa. Actually, I was talking to yung specialist. Sabi niya, wala pa ro. It's na puti siya. Wala pa. Because they wanted us to have a get together, lahat ng mga subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi ko, yeah, I'm all for it. And then, kasi they want, obviously, they follow up on us every 6 months. How are you doing? Are there any changes, etc. Kasi ang part of the trial is mino-monitor kanila kasi titignan nila kung may mga side effects.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Wala naman.
Labanggit mo yan, Rod, no? Kasi yung Diabetes New South Wales, nagsasabi na dumarami daw o 3.5 na tao ang napuputulan. So, on the average, no? Napuputulan ng anumang bahagi ng katawan.
Katawan,
dahil
correct.
Bawat araw dahil sa diabetes. Ikaw ba
yes.
Umabot ka sa puntong gano'n na medyo
na
danger?
No, no. Some of the things that were highlighted to me was going blind,
mm.
gangrene,
mm-hmm.
which you will really suffer from that pag ano ka. And of course, yung mga internal damages, you know, heart failure, kidney failure, etc. So with all of that in mind, sabi ko, oh my God, you know, diabetes has to be well-maintained. Hindi ka pwedeng, you know, urong sulong.
Mm.
It has to be well-maintained. And that's what I've been doing because it's part of the trial. Because I'm really committed to the trial, Ronald. All right? And I'm happy to be a guinea pig for medical reasons. So, ang feedback ko ngayon sa kanila, yung mga research team, is this is what's happening because you have to really tell them what's going on in your life. And I'm okay. In fact, my heart is okay. Yung mga functions ko. Ang napapansin ko lang, syempre, I mean, you know, I'm not getting any younger also. Yung vision mo, pag ang sugar mo talaga, ang sugar mo is uncontrolled, talaga ang vision mo naapektuhan. Pag alam ko na medyo malabo yung tingin ko, mataas ang sugar ko.
Ah, okay.
Ganun.
So, kabisado mo na yung katawan mo?
Alam ko na, pero more often than not, because of my medical trial experience ko, Ronald, my sugar has always been on the lower end of the scale, hindi mataas.
Hmm.
So I'm fine, you know. In fact, I haven't used glasses, my eyeglasses, for a long time,
okay.
which is a big plus, yeah.
So aside from your medicine na konting, you know, paano pa yung ginagawa mo? Lifestyle changes mo o lifestyle mentals na ginagawa mo para...
Hindi na ako nakakakain ng palaging lechon.
Okay.
Ganon, palaging adobong, matataba, wala na. Kasi you also lose that, the craving is there, paminsan-minsan. Pero after a few bites, yun na satisfy ko na yung craving ko, I stopped. Ganun na. Ano na yung pagkain mo eh, alam mo na kung ano yung dapat mong kainin, alam mo na yung dapat hindi mo kainin, etc., etc. And of course, I still have my few medications that I regularly take because you need that. Hindi mo pwedeng walang medication.
Okay. But bago tayo magtapos, medyo panawagan naman dyan sa mga kababayan natin o magbigay ka ng payo para kung medyo nas, lalo na sa borderline ng diabetes, anong dapat nilang gawin?
Mga kababayan, I used to deny this myself too. Hindi ko to ina-admit na meron akong diabetes. So, whether meron kayo o wala, maski nararamdaman nyo lang o haka-haka nyo lang na meron yata akong diabetes, it's always best to go and see your GP. That's the first thing, magpa-blood test. From that, ma-analyze nila kung ano ang diabetic status ninyo. Okay, and then it will go through a process. Blacktown Hospital has got a very good facility. I went through that since 2007, so that's 9 years ago now. I've lost weight. I'm maintaining a healthy lifestyle. You really have to change yung attitude mo. And most of all, dapat ma-realize ng mga tao na diabetes can hit anybody. Okay. It doesn't matter how old, what nationality, babae, lalaki, matanda, bata. Pag diabetes, tatamaan ka niyan. And it will stay with you. So it's a matter of maintenance. Long term yan.
Maraming salamat, Ronald. Okay, good luck. Okay, bye-bye.
Good luck then. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.